Have you ever left a family gathering feeling emotionally drained rather than recharged? That gnawing discomfort when your mother criticizes your life choices, or the tension that settles in your chest when your sibling calls asking for money again? We're taught that family is everything, that blood is thicker than water, that we should forgive and forget no matter what. But what happens when the people who are supposed to be your safe harbor become the source of your deepest wounds? Family dysfunction isn't rare. It's shockingly common, hiding behind holiday cards and carefully filtered social media posts. The truth is, millions of us are quietly suffering, believing we're alone in our struggles while maintaining the facade that everything is fine. Growing up, Carmen thought every family operated like hers. Alcoholic parents, neglected meals, unpredictable outbursts. This was simply normal until she visited a friend's house and witnessed something foreign. Parents who asked about homework, prepared dinner together, and spoke without yelling. That moment shattered her perception. When dysfunction becomes your baseline, you can't recognize it until you see something different. Understanding why these patterns persist and how to break free isn't just helpful, it's essential for reclaiming your mental health and building the life you deserve. Family shapes how you handle money, express emotions, form attachments, cope with stress, and parent your children. The Adverse Childhood Experiences Survey reveals how childhood trauma fundamentally alters emotional regulation and relationship patterns. Common dysfunctional behaviors include forgiving without requiring change, covering up problems, denying issues, keeping harmful secrets, suppressing emotions, and using aggression to meet needs. These patterns become invisible wallpaper. Why the silence? Shame runs deep. Many believe family problems reflect personal failure or fear judgment. Some don't recognize dysfunction because it's all they've known, like the client who loved watching Married with Children as comedy, only realizing years later it portrayed the parental neglect and verbal abuse she couldn't conceptualize as a child. Brianna and Chelsea, 32-year-old twins, lived so intertwined that Brianna consulted her sister before any decision. When Brianna got engaged and naturally created some independence, Chelsea felt threatened and accused her fiancé of being controlling. Through therapy, Chelsea learned about boundaries, those essential expectations and needs that help us feel safe in relationships. But in dysfunctional families, boundaries disrupt the ecosystem, triggering disapproval, shame, or resentment from those invested in maintaining the status quo. Codependency means taking responsibility for managing someone else's life, mood, and feelings, paying your brother's rent without being asked, giving your mother your pain medication because she abuses hers, or immediately offering solutions instead of listening. When we constantly do things for capable adults, we rob them of self-sufficiency while depleting ourselves. Enmeshment occurs when there's no separation between yourself and others, sharing identical perspectives, existing in lockstep, maintaining virtually no boundaries. Chelsea saw Brianna's desire for independence as threatening their twin sister dynamic. This fusion feels like love, but prevents both people from developing authentic identities. Emotional neglect. The absence of nurturing, care, and attention leaves invisible wounds. Without guidance, children figure things out independently with potentially harmful consequences. When kids express emotions and are told to stop feeling, they learn their internal experiences don't matter, creating lifelong patterns of self-suppression. Ellen watched her middle child, Anthony, spiral into prescription drug abuse after her divorce. While her other children thrived, Ellen enabled Anthony by paying his rent and constantly trying to fix his problems. Her guilt made her feel responsible for saving him, damaging her relationships with her other children and herself. This pattern illustrates how addiction ripples through entire family systems. Addiction involves the inability to stop using substances or behaviors despite negative consequences. Whether drugs, alcohol, gambling, or shopping, addiction creates dysfunction in brain regions that assign value to options, leading to harmful decision-making. family members encounter defensiveness, denial, blame shifting, emotional immaturity, manipulation, and emotional neglect, symptoms of powerlessness, not personal attacks. Physical neglect means children lack proper food, shelter, clothing, or supervision. Physical abuse leaves visible and emotional scars. Verbal abuse includes name-calling, demeaning, and threatening. Family relationships are uniquely challenging because we're expected to ignore and forgive abuse simply because of shared blood. Even when abuse ends, its effects remain. Maintaining relationships with trauma perpetrators can worsen depression, anxiety, and PTSD. There's no forgetting trauma. We can ignore it, but the body remembers, storing these experiences in our nervous systems. Jonathan's critical mother made him an honor student who second guesses every decision. Cecilia's career-focused parents taught independence so thoroughly she can't accept help. Justina's unstable childhood drove her to seek control, now recreating familiar patterns by controlling her partners. Imago therapy reveals how childhood wounds shape romantic connections. Partners trigger the same childhood issues, intensifying emotional responses. Derek, abandoned as a child, sabotaged relationships through cheating and withholding affection, fearing vulnerability meant abandonment. Partners can't heal childhood trauma, but they either support healing or recreate familiar patterns. Holocaust survivors' descendants show elevated stress hormones, proving unaddressed trauma transfers biologically across generations. Generational trauma manifests through substance abuse, risky behaviors, shame, domestic violence, self-sabotage, sleep issues, poor boundaries, mental health struggles, codependency, and disordered eating. These patterns perpetuate when families stay silent, but change requires confronting what's broken. Kelly maintained a relationship with her manipulative brother Jeff despite his verbal aggression, feeling guilty about cutting him off even though her siblings had. Transformation requires concrete actions, setting boundaries, shifting beliefs about responsibility, and refusing to tolerate harmful behaviors. Change progresses through stages: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Many get stuck at contemplation. Thinking about change doesn't create it. As an adult, you can accept family members as they are without tolerating unhealthy behaviors. Choose how much you interact, decide what topics are off limits, and shut down inappropriate comments. Fear keeps people stuck, fear of repeating cycles, of others' reactions, of the unknown. Instead of focusing on negative what-ifs, if I set boundaries, she'll be mad, consider positive ones. I won't have to hear negativity. Change happens when we become sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tiffany has spent years financially supporting her mother, Rita, who, despite having a full-time job, can't manage money and repeatedly faces eviction. While Tiffany resents this burden as a single mother, she feels obligated to help. But helping others shouldn't harm you. Enabling will. When your solution requires someone else to change, the problem persists indefinitely. You can only control your side of the relationship. Acceptance means acknowledging reality and finding peace, not giving up. Research shows shaming doesn't create positive change. It increases aggression, lowers self-esteem, and often amplifies unwanted behavior. Estrangement is more common than acknowledged. Though it may seem sudden, it typically follows years of judgment, differing beliefs, mistrust, or trauma. Remember, you're not alone. You aren't obligated to maintain unhealthy relationships, and speaking your truth isn't betrayal. Toxic forgiveness involves pretending to be unharmed to keep peace. True forgiveness requires processing pain, rebuilding trust gradually, and potentially changing how you engage. Forgiving and forgetting often means repressing feelings without establishing what will be different. Dan grew up rarely seeing his father, so the neighboring Redding family became his surrogate family, attending his graduations, spending holidays with him, and becoming like grandparents to his children. This illustrates that people can hold titles without fulfilling roles, and family means connection beyond blood. Family consists of people who choose you, feel deeply connected to you, offer safety, and consistently show up. When you lack this support, be for yourself what you wish others would be. Reparenting involves speaking to yourself with pride, ensuring proper nutrition, offering reassurance, and acknowledging achievements. Family problems remain deeply taboo, with social media amplifying this through curated portrayals of perfect relationships. Shame keeps us locked in silence, while honesty helps us discover we're not alone. You have the power to define what normal means for your family connections. Daily check-ins with some, occasional contact with others, or distance with those who remain unsafe. Each step toward healthier dynamics creates ripple effects that establish a new legacy of emotional health for generations to come.